This is Skank the Troll. Master says listen to massive failure. Master says if you do not listen, I must watch Justin Bieber videos. Do not make Skank watch the Bieber. Listen to the Massive Failure podcast at mmo-troll.com or on the Gaming and Entertainment Network at tgenetwork.net.
Hello and welcome to Cat Context Podcast, episode 69 for Wednesday, February 11th, 2015. Did you really laugh at 69? Are you 12 years old? Really? I heard that. With me today are my two immature co-hosts. It's Erlade and Lindreal. I'm not sure Ellie can talk yet. So, you guys are the worst. So, Arrow, how's your weekend been?
It's been pretty awesome. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. Got any more for us, or is that it?
Well, I was going to bring up that, you know, speaking of immaturity, there's a whole bunch of emotes in Final Fantasy that just set me off every time. Like, when you go fishing and you stop, it says, you put away your rod, and I crack up every time. And if you have a male retainer, and you give them the polite personality, when they arrive, they say, I have come, mistress, and it just...
You're right. Yes, I had to actually, yeah. A lot of the retainer dialogue makes me kind of uncomfortable, actually.
So I'm 12, and that's all.
Great, great. Ellie, how are you?
I'm great. I feel like it's the same day as the day before and the day after, and every day is the same.
It'll do that.
Yeah. Yes, your little one came home recently, which is probably why you might be dazed and confused.
Yeah, it's been almost 2 weeks now, so every time I keep thinking that I've got this and I can sleep a few hours and know how much sleep I'm gonna get, then he's like, I'm just gonna cry all night.
Yep.
And eat every 45 minutes. It's gonna be great.
Yep.
We did have a great cloth diaper experiment, and it lasted for less than one whole diaper.
So the cloth diapers are no good.
They're like a lot of work, and that's not what you want to do at 3 in the morning.
No.
When you're trying to change a diaper. Like, it's literally like a square or a rectangle, and you have to like fold it down and then like make a little triangle and fold it up and then put like one of those stretchy clip things on there, and then you look at the side. And you look at your wife, and she's like, no. And then you take it off, and you go back to the landfill diapers and feel bad about yourself, but also totally don't care.
For an extra $10, you can get biodegradable landfill diapers and feel slightly better about yourself.
Yeah, I thought about that. And you can get compostable ones, too, but you can't put the compostable ones in the green bin here. You have to compost them yourself in a gigantic shit pile in your backyard, and that sounds even worse than landfill diapers.
Yeah, well, as long as your compost heap is in the shade, I guess, and you don't go anywhere near it ever.
Like, there's no way that there's a lot of diapers.
No.
I still don't want a pile of shit in my backyard.
Yeah, I really don't.
No.
Screw the earth, man. That's gross. We're not doing that. Well, appropriate for the giggles at 69 today is the shame episode. No, don't start again. Don't. We just got you guys done. Today we're talking about video games and movies and television that we are either ashamed of for some reason. So either because we like it, even though it's totally awful, or in the case of my Steam library, I bought it and I still haven't played it yet. And I look at it and now I feel shame.
So is that like 3/4 of your Steam library?
It's a lot of my Steam library, yes. So, Arrow, you actually came prepared. So, I don't know, which of these many areas of shame feeling do you want to talk about first?
Oh, man, let's do movies first.
Let's do movies first. All right, start us off.
Okay, so first we have a genre.
Uh-huh.
And that's that I love shitty rom-coms.
Ooh.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's
fine. I'm already judging you.
Yeah, I know you're already judging me. Like, if it's got Hugh Grant or Sandra Bullock in it, or God help me, Hugh Grant and Sandra Bullock, there is one of those.
Yeah,
by the way.
Yeah. But, like, Miss Congeniality, oh, so good.
They're terrible. They're terrible. They say horrible things about women and men and relationships, and I don't care. I curl up with a blanket and a beer, and I love it. Yeah, that is my secret shame, is shitty rom-coms. And I can't actually get more specific. One of my childhood favorite movies that I can't say unashamedly love because it's grossly terrible is Mannequin.
Okay, well, Mannequin's old enough that it's come back around again.
It's got James Spader in it. It's hilarious. It's really, really, really gross. But when it came out, I think I was 11, and it was the best movie ever.
That's Kim Cattrall's The Mannequin, right?
Yes, Kim Cattrall and somebody from the Rat Pack, Andrew Shue? Andrew McCarthy. Yeah, and James Spader is the bad guy, and it's great. It's hilarious. I highly recommend you look it up. And also, shitty 80s action movies.
There's no, that's not even shameful.
Can you really be shameful about shitty 80s action movies?
Well, hold on.
You can't be embarrassed about shitty 80s action movies.
The two on the top of my list are Roadhouse and Time Cop.
Oh, those shitty 80s action movies.
Though I think Time Cop might actually be 1990, but still, completely incomprehensible. They, like, Roadhouse only exists for the scene of Patrick Swayze doing topless Tai Chi. It's the only reason why they made that movie. He's even all oiled up and everything. It's ridiculous.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah. And I also have on my list late 90s, early 2000 horror movies. Like 13 Ghosts.
Yes, I love 13 Ghosts.
13 Ghosts is so awesome and so terrible all at the same time. And Deep Blue Sea is one of my favorite monster movies. I saw that in the drive-in. And when Sam Jackson is making his big triumphant "We will defeat the shark" speech, and the shark comes and eats him, and the entire crowd, there's nothing quite like the entire acre of the drive-in simultaneously gasping and bursting into hysterical laughter. It's one of my formative movie-going experiences. And what else do I have on here? Oh, Underworld, because everyone gets the joke except Kate Beckinsale.
Not that long ago, Vajra and I sat down with the intention of doing an Underworld marathon, and we made it partway through the second movie, and we were like, no, we can't. We can't do it.
You have to watch the Michael Sheen movie, the one that's the prequel movie that's all about Michael Sheen having the time of his motherfucking life. It's so awful, and he loves it.
You're right about, like, the 90s, the late 90s, early 2000 horror movies. Like, those are terrible. And a lot of them, they're all, like, PG-13.
Yes.
But they're so much fun.
Have you ever seen Jeepers Creepers?
Jeepers Creepers is awesome.
Yes, it tries so hard to be, like, IR Sirs monster movie with Sirs social comment. No. No, it's a PG-13 piece of shit. Just let it go.
It's true. Yeah, I have recommended in the past House on Haunted Hill, the remake.
Oh my god, yes!
Yes, yes, which is great.
There was another one at the same time that was another Vincent Price remake, which, random trivia, my grandfather's second cousin.
That is such an Arrow thing to say.
it's an Arrow-y. I remember when those came out. Those came out in, like, the 2000, right? Right around 2000?
Yeah.
Because I saw one of those, but I remember there being two and not knowing which one I was going to go see. House on Haunted Hill is Jeffrey Rush and Famke Janssen and Taye Diggs. That's the one I saw.
And then the ghost of Chris Kattan comes back at the end to free them. But yes, I totally appreciate that era of horror movies. And 13 Ghosts with Matthew Lillard as the little psychic, and oh my god.
The screenwriter spent so much time building up this incredibly involved backstory. Because, like, on the DVD, there's a little behind-the-scenes featurette that talks about the Black Zodiac and what all of those ghosts were. And, wow, that is way too much time spent on a shitty PG-13 movie.
You're right. They did a lot of world-building in that movie. And it all kind of, you know, it was like, why did you do that? It was just like a shitty PG-13 ghost thing.
Yeah.
Ellie, are you prepared to talk about some movies that you're embarrassed to love?
I mean, not really, because I'm not embarrassed to love any movies that I love. Bam!
You are such a pretentious shitheel.
There's nothing that, like, you know, you're home alone, you're sick, no one's ever going to know that you're watching it.
Oh, I have a lot of shitty movies that I like. That's not, you know, like...
But you have no shame.
No shame. Come on.
What would other people be ashamed of if they had human feelings?
So I really like He-Man, the Masters of the Universe movie.
No shame there.
I've always wanted to meet Courtney Cox at some big star-studded I am an A-list star thing and go, I loved you in He-Man!
The movie is so bad. But it was awesome.
It's got Billy Barty in it randomly playing a synthesizer.
I have not seen this movie, and
You've never seen Masters of the Universe? It has Dolph Lundgren as He-Man.
Frank Langella is Skeletor. Dolph Lundgren is another dude who loves his life. Yeah, he's got six doctorates and was a Rhodes Scholar and is like, fuck it, I'm going to make shitty movies.
Yeah, he comes in peace and they go in pieces.
Like, I also really liked, I think, we did a whole episode about it, but I really liked the Super Mario Brothers movie. I found that one. Yeah.
We're going to have to edit this piece out, or that crazy person from the Super Mario Brothers movie fan site is going to come back and comment again.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They got kind of cross with us last time because we did not show proper respect for the Super Mario Brothers movie. But that was actually on my mental list as well, because I like that way more than I should have.
Yeah, I also like Arrow. I'm a random sucker for, like, bad rom-coms. Like, I really like Julia Roberts movies, so that's a problem for me.
that is a problem. That's true. That is.
My Best Friend's Wedding. Totally terrible. Totally watchable. I love that we're bonding over shitty rom-coms, Ellie.
What about Enchanted, which was totally not a shitty rom-com, but was an awesome rom-com?
That's a fantastic movie.
It's so good. I know. But, you know. Whatever. So,
don't you shake your head at us, hipster.
Wait, seriously? Did you not like Enchanted, or did you just not ever
watch it? Of course you didn't like Enchanted. There was 30 seconds of animation in the beginning.
Yeah, I was going to say it has animated birds. You probably didn't see it.
I haven't seen Enchanted.
You need to see Enchanted.
I don't think I've actually ever seen a Julia Roberts movie.
Have you seen Hook?
No.
You should see Hook.
Notting Hill is really good, and Notting Hill has a K-drama version of it.
Oh, really? Now I'm interested.
Yeah, yeah, I thought so. Actually, it's Japanese, I'm sorry, but still.
Wow.
I will say, I do have a weakness for the Bridget Jones movies.
Those are pretty good.
Those are my one romantic comedy that I will watch and that I won't necessarily admit to enjoying. But I really like those, because, you know, I feel like Bridget's a kindred spirit.
My current favorite is still The Proposal, though, because Ryan Reynolds, I could watch do anything. And Betty White totally steals that entire movie, and it's completely worth it.
Ryan Reynolds, I feel for Ryan Reynolds because he tries so damn hard to be, like, a Hollywood A-list, and he just keeps coming out with these movies that go nowhere, and I'm like, poor Ryan Reynolds, maybe next time.
And he looks like that other guy.
What other guy?
Who's the other guy? It looks exactly like Ryan Reynolds.
There is no guy that looks like Ryan Reynolds. What is wrong with you?
Do you know Ryan Reynolds? He was married to Scarlett Johansson, and now he's married to, what's her name? Hottie blonde lady.
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively, thank you. Like, what? He must, like, that's not bad.
Both of them were co-stars.
Jason Lee. That's who Ryan Reynolds looks like to me. He looks exactly like Jason
Lee. Oh my god, you are so dumb and also racist. Oh wait, do you mean a different Jason Lee?
probably the one that's not racist.
Hopefully, the Jason Lee that was in all the Kevin Smith movies and.
Yeah, I know the Jason Lee who was in all of those, and he does.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm thinking of an entirely different person.
It's like, I don't know.
Is she giving him a hard time because he's saying that all white guys look the same? I'm not really sure where we're going with this.
The Jason Lee I'm thinking of is the guy who was Mowgli in the Jungle Book that they made in the 90s. Who is totally not a white dude. And that's why I was so confused.
That's good.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Wow. All right. Not racist so far. Yeah. Okay. Romantic comedies. You guys are both crazy. Those are terrible.
No. What about 13 Going on 30? Does that count as a rom-com?
Oh my God. 13 Going on 30 is also great.
One of the best movies ever.
It is pretty spectacular.
Like, legitimately one of my favorite movies. Mean Girls. Mean Girls also is on the list, and that is also a movie that is
That's a Tina Fey movie. You cannot feel guilty about that.
Yeah, no, Mean Girls is a great movie.
Okay, that's fine. Then let's go back to 13 Going on 30 and how Lior has no soul again.
It's Mark Ruffalo doing the Thriller dance. What's wrong with you?
Mark Ruffalo is also awesome.
Yes.
I have seen 13 Going on 30, so...
I own 13 Going on 30.
That is great. That's great. There's no judgments here. There are some judgments here.
I can't wait for your shame.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you right now what my shame is. My secret shame that I am embarrassed that everyone knows. I will watch anything that is a teen supernatural movie.
Yes!
Like The Craft?
I will watch The Craft. I watch The Host, the other Stephenie Meyer novel. Oh gosh, the one that they're making the trilogy of, the in... blah, blah, blah.
Divergent?
Yeah, Divergent, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, to be fair, Divergent the movie, way better than Divergent the book, which is terrible.
I haven't read the book. So
oh
that's...
my God, it's atrocious.
I'll do any of those. I will watch the Twilight movies, and I'm like 75% watching them ironically, but 25%. I'm kind of into teen vampires. I don't know. Yeah, I'll watch any of those. Anything that's like a teen supernatural, you know, thing, I'll watch it. Without a doubt. Yeah, totally. In Time with Justin Timberlake as the weird future where they write their how many days they have left to live on their arm. I watched that. Don't watch that. That was terrible.
I was going to ask how that was, because it had a good trailer.
It did have a great trailer, yeah. And in the movie, okay, I have to complain about this, because there's no one else for me to complain to. The whole like conceit that the whole movie is hung upon is that you can press your wrist to someone else's wrist and give or receive time. And I'm like, that's the worst user design ever.
Yeah.
Because people were constantly, like, accidentally giving away time and, like, bumping into things. And I'm like, why did you do that? That is poorly done. But I watched it anyway. I'd watch it again.
That sounds like a really shitty version of Logan's Run. Without any of the, like, important social commentary.
Yes. That's what it was. Yeah. And it was a good excuse to have, like Justin Timberlake's mom was played by Olivia Wilde. So it's like, we've come up with a reason to have everyone be hot and 25.
I was going to say, isn't Olivia Wilde actually younger than Justin Timberlake? I used to work for his dad.
Of course you did.
I knew you'd like that.
That's really good. Okay, so my other movie thing is all those like horrible, you know, like Knocked Up and This Is the End. And
no, you can't say bad things about those. Those are just funny.
No,
like the stoner movies, like Pineapple Express.
They're not good. They're not.
Oh come
good,
on!
But I watched
so
them.
Funny.
One of my favorite romantic movies is Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Man, I have never seen that one yet.
It has a scene where someone is sitting underneath someone with diarrhea and has it all over their face, and yet it's still my favorite, possibly my favorite romantic movie. Yeah.
I've only heard good things about that, honestly.
I can't deal with, like, the embarrassment squick movies. Can't.
You know, yeah, I can understand that, yeah. Fosher can't do those either. Like, Arrested Development is like an experience and torture for him.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I can handle Arrested Development because I'm not embarrassed for them. They're terrible people and they deserve it. But, like, you know, 90% of Ben Stiller's oeuvre, that's not for me.
Yeah.
You like how I worked oeuvre into there? That was pretty
good. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, the Ben Stiller oeuvre. That's the first time anyone's ever used those words together. But no, I love those. I love all those horrible, you know, Knocked Up, gross out comedies with mostly with Seth Rogen in them. I will always watch those, except for The Interview. I have no interest in that.
I have no interest in that either.
Because I feel like it's going to be even worse than I think it's going to be. But like Pineapple Express, I mean, I've seen it like 5 times. It's not a great movie, but
it's a
funny.
Hilarious movie.
It is funny. It is funny, but I'm a little ashamed. I wouldn't.
No, you could totally recommend that to people.
No.
That's fine.
No, yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, no!
You can't recommend it to your parents, but you can recommend it to people.
They sell pot to children and then do the worm. You can't recommend that to people. No, I mean, it's terrible. They're terrible movies, and they make horrible, like, stereotype jokes, and then, you know, Ken Jeong usually comes in at some point and is like the prototypical stereotype of an Asian person, and like, it's just, it's terrible, terrible stuff, and man... It cracks me up.
Speaking of doctorates in shitty comedy.
Yes, that's true, actually. He's a very well-educated guy. Yeah. And he inevitably ends up running around naked in, like, every movie he does.
Yeah.
What was that, like, there was, like, a total stoner movie with, like, maybe Marlon Wayans in it? What was that one?
That's every Marlon Wayans movie. Like, he did, like, the scary movies?
No, those are bad. Those are actual bad.
Like Dungeons & Dragons?
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, weren't we gonna watch that and then we never did? Maybe it wasn't Marlon. Maybe it was one of the other. Like,
no, that's Marlon Wayans in Dungeons and Dragons. And when the emotional climax of your movie is the fake death of a Wayans brother, you've done something horribly, horribly wrong.
Ellie, you were all excited earlier because we're going to talk about horrible TV.
All right, so here's the deal: when you have a newborn in the house and you're up all hours of the night, sometimes you need to watch some Netflix. And so I had started watching this show a little while ago, just like a couple episodes. But since Baby came home, I have watched like 2 full seasons so far.
Can't wait.
Lost Girl?
I could not make it through the first season. Okay, so imagine Orphan Black on
No. Orphan
crack.
Black is like, imagine like...
It's the same kind of production design.
Yeah, okay, sure.
This is I have not seen Lost Girl, but this is how I can indicate the level of quality. It's a Canadian show.
It's a Canadian show, okay, about a really hot chick who finds out that there's a fae world and she's a succubus. Her power is to heal people and influence them and whatever by having sex with them or making out with them and draining their energy.
Wait, really? That's, like, really the plot of the show?
Well, no, the plot of the show is the battle between the dark fae and the light fae.
When she, like, doesn't join either side.
And she won't pick a side.
So she's, like, a fae private detective.
She's sexy Switzerland.
It's amazing. It's so good. You totally have to watch this show. Like,
okay, so that's awesome.
It's one of those shows where, like, the main character is not the best part of that show at all. Like, her sidekick friend is, like, some street girl. Like, Kenzie is
hacker,
the best.
Yeah.
She's the best. She's hilarious. Like, all she does is make shitty jokes and, like puns all the time. It's so good. And the title of every episode is some shitty pun with Faye in it.
Wow. All right.
The show knows exactly how shitty it is, and it's kind of like Sleepy Hollow embracing the crazy.
Yeah, it totally is. It totally is. Sleepy Hollow is also on my list because it's crazy. Although it's not really bad. I'm not embarrassed to watch that one.
I think a lot of people watch Sleepy Hollow. I did. I tried. I really sincerely tried. I made it like 6 or 7 episodes in, and it just didn't gel with me. But
that's fine.
People watch it.
You know, you can be a loser. It's okay.
It's okay. I gave it a shot. I gave it a shot.
Supernatural, I've also watched, like, 7 seasons of Supernatural.
Oh my god, that is way too much Supernatural.
Yeah, you have to stop after, like, the original plot arc ends, and then you can't watch any after
so,
that.
Like, the fourth time that somebody went to hell and came back and lost his soul, and then, like, was acting weird, and everybody's like, oh, they're totally fine, he's just had a horrible thing, and then he was actually, like, the devil incarnate or something, like, that's when I gave up. My Talon made it like 3 more seasons than that. Actually, I think it's still recording on the DVR current. I don't know if she's watching it. Man, it's tough though. Like, that was a really good show for like 4 or 5 seasons.
It is. It's a good show for like 4 seasons when they do the whole Sam might be like the Antichrist and then they kind of wrap that first one up, and then it kind of goes...
Did you see the stuff with Castiel?
As in, I did see shows with him.
Cass is, like, my favorite character in that show. So, like, for a long time. And then they totally rebooted his character in a way that, like, was not as good.
Yeah, no, I wanted Cassiel and Dean to, like...
Yeah, oh, there's, like, lots of slash fic about that, so...
Yeah, well, that should be, because, yeah. Yeah, okay, Supernatural's one of those ones, like, you gotta stop at a certain point, otherwise you have shame. So, that seems like a fair
ending. I went too far.
Too greedily and too deep. Too much Supernatural.
So, speaking of Canadian television shows that you're ashamed to love.
Oh, this should be good, yes?
Forever Night remains one of my favorite childhood memories.
Arrow, it warms my heart that you love Forever Night.
Except for the end. I hated the way they ended it. It was totally wrong and bad and awful.
I don't think I actually ever saw the end, so don't. No, I'm not going to.
Yeah, don't. The entire third season, just, that was bad. But man, I love that show, and I love that show so much that I'm watching an equally shitty show that is basically exactly the same with a Welsh actor, only he's not a vampire, he's just randomly immortal. It's called Forever, it's on ABC, I think? It's basically Forever Night, only he's not a vampire. It's actually called Forever, yeah, it's terrific.
See, Forever Night, for people who aren't familiar with that, he was a cop, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a detective.
Yeah, yeah, with the last name Knight.
Yes, and Nicholas Knight.
He's also a vampire.
Yeah, a 700-year-old vampire.
Yeah, and it was also highly Canadian.
It was super, super, super Canadian.
They just, like, say A all the time and apologize for everything?
Well, plus cheap. Like, Canadian TV shows, no slight to my home country, but we don't have the same kind of cash, especially back in Forever Night days. So Canadian TV shows are a little cheaper. Oh, it's got the guy from, that horrible Doctor Who thing that I tried to watch and couldn't. Torchlight.
Torchlight. No, fuck you. Torchlight's good.
Torchwood?
Torchwood is good.
No, Torchwood's
good. Yeah, no, Torchwood's good.
You should feel shame for watching Torchwood.
No, there's nobody from Torchwood in this.
Oh, the guy from Torchwood, Bern Gorman, he was in Pacific Rim and he's terrific.
Come on now, Torchwood's awesome.
No, Torchwood.
No, you're super wrong.
No, I really tried. I tried, but I'm just like, oh my god, just stop having sex with the aliens, everybody.
Why would you
just
do
stop?
That? It's more fun when you have sex with the aliens. Otherwise, it's just boring.
I have a hard time with TV shows where I feel like everyone is really incompetent at their jobs.
But they're super smart, too.
Yeah, but they were still terrible alien investigators because they kept having sex with the aliens.
But they're super hot.
They're super hot.
Well, that was what happened when they tried to make the kids show for grown-ups. It's like, what do we do to make this shitty kids sci-fi show into a show for grown-ups? Oh, I know. They'll have sex all the time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, and I'm just like, just stop. Just stop. That's my problem with Torchlight. But I have that, like, if everyone in the show is terrible at their job, I find it hard to sympathize with them because I'm just like, but you're all idiots.
I actually had that trouble with Grimm when it first started because, like, before it found its feet, the first four or five episodes, Jesus Christ, these were the worst detectives in the city. So terrible. And then they magically got good at their jobs. And the show was way better.
This is not a show that I'm ashamed of, but we're going through Sons of Anarchy right now. And we're, like, in the middle of the third season. And I'm sticking with it because some of the female characters are really, really awesome. Interesting. They're terrible people, but they're really interesting. But they're so bad at being a motorcycle gang, you guys. They're the worst. Like, there's actually one episode where they're doing a charity run and one of them falls off his motorcycle. And I'm like, you can't even do that. You can't even ride your motorcycle down the road in a charity run. You're the worst motorcycle gang ever.
That's pretty bad. I actually have more.
Tell us more.
More Canadian television than I'm ashamed of.
I sense the theme here.
Yeah, I got into this because when the Gup was born, there was no Netflix. And I was still up in the middle of the night. And the only thing they had on at the hospital, so I got hooked, was HGTV. I'm still hopelessly addicted to all of those stupid realty and home improvement shows.
Yeah, me too. I forgot about those. That's terrible.
Like, and you know, they're all ridiculously attractive dudes. And there's one show where the ridiculously active dude is a twin. And one of them is the realtor, and the other one's the contractor. And it's like, Jesus, what do you want from me? Yes, I will remake my basement. Property Brothers is what that's called. And House Invaders, which is always staged. It's totally not real. I don't care. I want to go get an apartment in Paris.
I used to love the ones where they would, like, trick somebody to go out of town for, like, 3 days and then, like, build a fucking jet ski course in
that's,
their backyard.
Oh, now that's British television that I actually missed. That was Ground Force.
No.
And Changing Rooms. Oh, I loved Changing Rooms. I miss Changing Rooms. That show was the best.
There was also, like, Monster House and... where they, like, tried to go, like, over the top extreme building and, like, put, like...
Oh, God.
So it was on for, like, I don't know, probably, like, a season or two. And they'd put, like, you know, like, fire effects in their pool so they'd, like, have pyrotechnics when they came home.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And then I read, like, that, like, every one of those houses, like, were really cool for, like, a day. And then the people lived in them and they're, like, holy shit, everything is done in a weekend.
Yeah.
Way back when I owned a condo, I watched a lot of Trading Spaces, which
yeah,
I guess is the...
that's one of them. That was one of their
that's
ones.
The American version of Changing Rooms, and it was terrible.
Yeah. Well, I watched a lot of that when I was into home renovations, so I can understand that.
I also will watch just about any cooking competition.
Yes. But I'm not ashamed of that. There's no shame in that.
Can we be ashamed of Ink Master? Do you watch Ink Master?
No, but I feel like you should be ashamed of that.
Ink Master is like Top Chef, but with tattoo artists. And David
that,
Barr.
There's no way that could possibly be any good. There's no way that could end well.
Navarro is the host, and it's amazing. It's like,
no, there's no way.
You know, sign of quality, Dave Navarro.
It's like full of assholes being like the most asshole people, and then they have tattoos.
No, that's
all right. Well, this brings us nicely to one of my shames, which is I have a rule when I'm working out, like on the treadmill, I'm allowed to watch whatever horrible, horrible crap I want because I'm working out. So right now, my number one show of choice when working out is Hoarders.
that's so depressing. Why would you watch Hoarders? It's
sad. What the hell happened to TLC, you guys?
That's like Intervention. I watched like a few episodes of Intervention and almost wanted to like kill myself.
I've watched a lot of Intervention, a lot of Horrors, a lot of that one, I can't remember what it is, but with the people who always, like, have weird, you know, OCD issues, you know, like they eat laundry detergent or...
The one where the one lady wanted to eat cat hair.
Right. Or they're, like, terrified of pickup trucks or
is that,
whatever.
Is that My Strange Addiction?
My Strange Addiction, yeah. I will watch those. Oh, yeah. No, I will totally I'll watch all of those things. And I watch Hoarders and I think to myself... my house isn't so bad.
There used to be a British show that they had on BBCA called Clean My House. I'm trying to remember if that's what it's called, where, I don't know, you had an incredibly filthy house and these two angry British ladies would come in and scrub it and tell you about your horrible, horrible hygiene. And it always, I had to stop watching it because it made me like compulsively scrub my shower.
You know, like, there was one for a while there where it was sort of a milder version of Hoarders where they had people come and organize your stuff and do a garage sale with all your stuff. I can't remember what that was called. But, you know, I learned some organization tips. But mostly, I just got to feel superior over people on my TV. So,
I think that's
the point of reality television.
I guess so.
Yeah. I'll also watch just about anything with Gordon Ramsay in it. So...
Oh, I know, love right? Kitchen Nightmares.
The original, like, the original Kitchen Nightmares in the UK is classy. That's a classy show. That's
well,
a good show.
Ish.
No, it is totally classy. You can tell in the original ones that, yeah, he swears a lot, but that's just, he's Scottish, that's what he does.
Yeah.
And you can tell that he wants these people to succeed and be better. And then it moves over to Fox, and just like they did with Changing Rooms to Trading Spaces, it became sensationalism instead.
Yeah.
That's very true.
For sure. Yeah. Also, the F word. Do you ever watch the F word? The British? That was like his first show in England. Mm. And it's like him in one of his restaurants, and then he like talks about his family and stuff. It's like super good. The only one, the one that's too far for me is Master Chef Kids. or whatever.
I cannot handle MasterChef Kids. I know it is all
people
staged.
Say that's really good.
I don't care. Like, fuck you, you're like 6 years old and you're like a superior kid and stop exploiting those children. Oh my god.
Well, they're all actors. At least they were in the first season. Those were all actors who happened to be able to cook. And I knew that they were all actors. I knew they were all staged. It didn't matter. I was pregnant at the time, and I could not handle sad children getting eliminated from the show. I just, it was like my tiny shriveled black heart exploded into carbonized confetti, and I could not deal.
Yeah, like the regular MasterChef is already a hard sell, like, because I don't know. It's like one of the
judges.
I don't
like American MasterChef. They're too focused on being elaborate jerks.
Well, you know what it's like to me? It's like when they brought the Weakest Link over from the UK. And in the Weakest, I saw it in the UK for the first time. And I was like, this is amazing. And like, she was like super hardcore, but like not mean. But everybody felt like looked super defeated because they weren't used to like some British lady telling them whatever. And then they brought it to America, and all they tried to do was like write witty one-liners for her. And like then the people would just sass her back, and it was like lost all of its charm and interest.
There's a reason why The Office is the only show that has managed to successfully translate.
Yeah, I mean, but the British Office is still better.
Well, yeah, but it's not a complete failure like Men Behaving Badly was, or The Weakest Link, or what they did to
Couples.
Oh god, I had completely forgotten that they tried to do Coupling.
Oh yeah, they did, didn't they? Oh my god.
And there were rumors for a while that they were going to try and do Ab Fab, and no. There's no.
Why? What? What? Why? Don't you know?
Oh no!
Mess with perfection.
But there's money to be made.
Well, I mean, I think they're trying for yet another American IT crowd.
Ugh, Jesus!
They already did it once and it didn't work out. Now they're gonna try it again.
Remember when The Big Bang Theory was popular? Oh, that's now. Fuck that show! I hate that show.
I've never seen that show.
I've never watched.
Don't. It will just make you angry.
That show is the jock writers making fun of what they thought the nerds were like, not like the nerds making fun of themselves, or it's just like it's mean from the outside.
Yeah, totally.
All right, I'm not gonna watch that then.
Yeah. And everyone who is not a nerd is like, oh, you're a nerd, you'll love this show. No,
fuck you.
Yeah. My dad, who I don't think watches this podcast, he was here for Christmas. He's like, you must love The Big Bang Theory. And I'm
my
like,
mother does the same fucking thing. Yeah. No, mom. No.
No.
I have like nerdy friends who watch it, and I don't understand how they don't understand that it's just them being picked on again.
No Big Bang Theory. All right, so another confession. I have seen every single episode of Gossip Girl.
Nice.
All seven seasons, excuse me, six seasons.
And yet you couldn't remember Blake Lively's name.
I was going to say Serena. That would not be correct because that's who she played. And I have very strong opinions about Gossip Girl, namely the fate of Blair and Chuck. And that, Gossip Girl, terrible. I mean, it's just like rich people behaving badly and everybody sleeps with everybody because it went on for six seasons and they can't actually add enough new people for them to sleep with. So it was just like round robin, boyfriend and girlfriend every season. And yet, I really did not miss an episode. I love that show.
I will say that there's a lot of stuff on the CW that I would totally watch again. Like, if I need some sort of ridiculous, trashy show that I know that is going to be terrible, but I'm going to like, I can pretty much pick any random thing on the CW and watch it. Like, there's that one, oh, god damn it, I don't know. There's, like, The Vampire Diaries looks hilarious and bad.
It's even got a spinoff.
Does it?
Does it?
Yeah.
There's like, The Royals or something? Where yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
I think, like, Pretty Little Liars, which I haven't watched, but it's on Netflix, and I have been tempted at times because, again, something about teenagers being mean to each other I really enjoy. Preferably if one of them's an alien, and then that's, like, right up my alley. Anyone else have any TV confessions while we're here?
Rain, that's the one that always looks amazing to me on the CW.
Oh my god, is that the Mary Queen of Scots one?
I think it might be, yeah.
Jesus.
Wow. But it's still like teenage. It's just teenagers being dramatic. It's amazing. Well, it's like 25-year-olds pretending to be teenagers being dramatic.
Right. Right, yeah. That,
well, of course, yeah.
I didn't mention this during the movie bit, although I should have, but speaking of guilty pleasures, I went to see Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, no. How was it?
On Friday. And that is a guilty pleasure.
Oh, it was fun?
I enjoyed it far more than I thought I was going to. I mean, it's terrible. It's the dialogue is terrible. Some of the directorial decisions are a little confusing. It looks like, you know, the whole graphics thing is amazing. It looks really good. The music was good. Like, it was dumb fun.
Was it fun in the way that Prometheus was fun?
Prometheus was fun.
I have a hard time knowing how to answer. Prometheus was fun. I liked Prometheus. I mean, I didn't, like, love Prometheus, but I liked it.
Yeah.
Jupiter Ascending is going to be... It kind of reminded me of The Fifth Element in that everyone's going to have seen it in a few years. It's going to be, like, a cult classic.
Oh, okay. Well, The Fifth Element is amazing, so...
Yeah.
Did you just say, no? Oh, you hate Mila. Wait, remember how she hates Mila Jovovich? She hates Mila Jovovich because of that, because she, like, was on the cover kissing some guy that she liked.
No, she was in Sassy, she was very rude in Sassy magazine in the early 90s, okay? Let's just get that right out there. She really was.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I can appreciate where that's coming from, but The Fifth Element is still a great movie.
All the pieces without her are awesome.
I think The Fifth Element has a little bit more of, like, a winking to the audience going on than Jupiter Ascending, which is... I think they felt they were making a much more serious movie. But it's a lot of fun. You know, I think it has like 20% on Rotten Tomatoes right now, and it's not that bad.
20%? Well, sometimes the ones that are like really low are actually better. Like the ones you don't want to ever see are the ones with like 40%, because those are just boring usually.
Yeah, I have no time for boring.
Like, at least if they're bad and spectacularly bad, then, like, you didn't waste your time.
Yeah, no, this was definitely worth seeing when it comes to TV or whatever, you know, Netflix. Check it out, because it was better than I thought it was going to be, but it's still kind of terrible, so.
But the problem with some of those movies is that, like, they benefit so much from the theater projection and sound that, like, you don't get the visual at home. Like, I think Pacific Rim is a lot less good when you watch it at home than it was in the theaters, because the visuals just aren't the same, and the sound...
I don't know, it's still pretty awesome, though.
I mean, yeah, sure. but, that movie is really better on a 10-story screen.
In fact, Mr. Arrow used the Blu-ray release of Pacific Rim to talk me into a larger television.
That's fair.
And I said, yes, that's exactly what I said. Okay, that's fine. Don't we need a new surround sound system to go with that? Yeah, okay. Bose speakers, hook me up.
Yeah, I agree, because I saw Pacific Rim in the theaters, and I was like, that was so awesome, you know. And then we rented it, because Vajra hadn't seen it, and he watched it, you know, on the home TV, and he's like, that was okay. And I'm like, but the robots just didn't have the same...
Also, he doesn't have a human heart.
Well, that's true.
So anyone else have any secret shames they want to...
I mean, I'm sure.
I mean, it related to entertainment, not, you know.
Like, I've never finished any of the Telltale games, despite having talked about them constantly since they started coming out.
Have you ever played anything other than Borderlands 2?
No, I just, like, read about it, and then I'm like, yeah, this is what happened.
Yeah. I do that a lot, yeah. You know, I owned so many games that I was like, yeah, I'm totally going to play this. I'm making an intelligent decision buying this now. And I wasn't. And I'm not. I still haven't played Transistor.
Yeah, me neither. That's on my, like, I added a bunch of stuff.
It's to, like, a 3-hour game, you guys. Come on.
I know. I'm the worst.
That's like all the Telltale games. They're only like 10 hours, but, you know. And I can play them on my iPad while I'm sitting there in the middle of the night. But I don't.
There's a lot of, like, classic games that people reference that I just pretend I've played.
That's a good strategy. I did that with a movie the other day. I think it was Goodfellas. Somebody was, like, making some reference to Goodfellas, and I was like...
The only thing I know about Goodfellas is the Animaniacs Good Pigeons.
Okay. Okay. So neither of you have seen Goodfellas, is what we're saying.
I've never seen Godfather 2 either.
I've never seen any of the Godfathers, so...
Never seen Scarface, any of those movies.
Agree. Yeah, the gangster movies were not in the house growing up, and then
never seen Raging Bull, never seen Taxi Driver.
Okay, well, no, what? Do we have to stop? Deer
Hunter, never saw Deer Hunter.
What?
Never saw Apocalypse
Now. What have you people
now?
Been doing with your lives? Having children, but not watching Deer Hunter? No.
Well, you're supposed to watch Deer Hunter when you're like 16, I think, or 17. Like you're supposed to watch it like in those formative years when like your parents are like, don't watch R-rated movies or whatever, and then you like watch it.
I wasted that time watching shit like Flatliners.
Yeah, I watched like every Mel Brooks movie I could get my hands on, and like all sorts of shit like that. So,
you guys are missing some fundamentals here. All those good old 70s. Goodfellas is a great freaking movie. It's one of the best movies ever.
I'm not denying that.
Yeah, no, I totally, and I've seen like all the parts that matter because like they were in the Animaniacs, or they were in like they were referenced in like one of those shitty movies with Leslie Nielsen.
Yep.
Mafia, right? Or is that what he was called?
Like, probably.
Yeah, they did all of it.
Oh, are you ready for me to really blow your mind? I hate Westerns.
That's fair. I don't even have a problem with that.
Like, I'm just not, I don't have the right mental capacity to grok the tropes of a Western. The Clint Eastwood spaghetti Westerns, yeah, no. Like, my family made me sit down and watch Unforgiven. They're like, oh, this is such a great film. And I'm like, I don't care about any of these people. They're all gonna die. I don't care.
I did see Unforgiven because somebody sat me down and made me watch that. But like, yeah. And Silverado too, I think.
I don't watch Westerns usually, with the exception of The Good, the Bad, and the Weird, which is like the Korean remake of The Good, the Bad, and the
Weird. How come you didn't talk about any of the Korean shows? Because
I'm not ashamed of any of those. Well, I have no shame on any of those. Boys Over Flowers, awesome.
Oh, so good.
What about when you like watched like 2 months straight of whatever that like weird Korean game show was?
Oh, Running Man?
Yeah.
I have no shame for Running Man. Running Man's amazing. I have no shame for any of that. Running Man is a great show.
Were there like 400 episodes in the YouTube playlist and you made it through all of them in about a month?
Yeah, although I actually didn't make it through all of them because I didn't want to ruin it by watching all of them, so I just watched the first 100 like twice.
Oh my god, what is wrong with you?
I forgot you don't like to finish things.
Yeah, I don't want to live in a world where I have no more Running Mans to watch, so I just started over from the beginning.
We could have watched like 350 and then just like laughed the last 20 few.
I know, but yeah, I just, I kind of got confused where I was, and I'm like, well, guess I'm going to start over on the playlist, yeah.
Plus you like can't understand it, so you don't like, you might as well just watch it over and over, because you'll never know if you've seen it before.
No, you know if you've seen it before.
I watched a lot of those like Japanese game
Most Extreme Elimination like, Challenge.
Yeah, that one, and the one where they like punch each other, like they like do all sorts of gags, and I don't know, they're really good. The weird Japanese game shows. So I can dig the Korean stuff. I just, you know, wanted to shame you for yourself.
Yeah, you wanted to shame me, but I am not ashamed of any of that. That stuff's all great, damn it. And yeah, I've been watching a lot of Korean horror movies lately. I've been trying to watch like every Korean horror movie I can find, just because. There's a lot of them on YouTube. You search like Korean horror English subs, and oh, there's a lot of them. And some of them are pretty terrible, but I still have no shame.
Outstanding.
It's better than watching Big Bang Theory, so whatever.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, but so is slamming my hand in the door.
Well, now that we have probably agitated all of our listeners, I think that's an episode.
We weren't even prepared.
I know. Well, Arrow was prepared, and she made up for the rest of us, so.
It's true. I figured I had to be prepared since I couldn't talk.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, because Ellie and I were not, so it gave us a little time to kind of catch up. Ellie has a baby. I have no excuse.
Barely an excuse.
You can still move the milk the move to a new country thing for a while, I think.
No.
Oh, yeah. I moved to a new country.
No, that was like a month ago.
Yeah, no, you can still milk that.
I can still, look, it's still a thing. It's a significant thing. Yes, okay, this episode is now going to be over. Ellie and Arrow, thank you for coming on the show.
Of course.
Woo!
Glad we got to do it.
And unburdening yourselves of terrible things. We should do, like, a movie club. We should do, like, pick a movie, like, every couple months.
Remember when we were doing that, and it was awesome?
Yeah, it was pretty great. Why did
we all kind of got distracted with things and life and...
Thing. Well, let's start it again.
But okay, we're gonna start it again. We're gonna do movie club. We'll pick a movie every couple months, and we can talk about it. And
heck yeah,
it's gonna be terrible, terrible movies, and we can fight over Dead or Alive. Thank you, Noah, for mentioning Dead or Alive.
Well, I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed of Dead or Alive.
I actually like had that on my tongue, but then I started talking about Mario Brothers instead. We never watched the Street Fighter movies either.
No, we're not gonna watch a Street Fighter movie.
What about Dungeon Siege?
Let's pick. We don't have to limit ourselves to video game movies. Let's pick a from the wide world of horrible movies that we can then diss for an hour. Okay, this episode is over. Thank you, everyone, for watching and or listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks talking about, I don't know, other things. We'll figure it out.
Give us topics.
Give us topics.
Do our work for us.
Yeah, everyone, do our work for us. If you could give us topics and maybe a list, that would be great. And yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks. So bye. All right.